Famous Frank Show. Here's more Frank, 96.1 KLPX.
All right. So 6:51, it's the Frank Show. 880-KLPX. Frank Show Studio on the instant message. 520-261-KLPX is our Google voice text number. You can text the show anytime. The text comes straight to the phone. I'm probably not going to respond if we're not on the air, because there are still some people that will text that number when Scott Barnett's on the air or something.
Yeah.
And they'll answer some sort of trivia question on the text. I'm like, what? I don't know what they're talking about.
Man, stop being so silly. Yeah.
So if you're watching The Walking Dead, I'm actually watching this. And I don't watch any TV shows.
Right.
So I'm into this. But season two, I've not watched the episodes beginning to end. I've caught bits and pieces. So I'm kind of there, but I really need to sit down and watch the marathon. Hey, Irony, welcome. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. It is pronounced Irony.
It is pronounced Irony. Yes, sir. You're correct. One thing I'd like to add, too, you said, I caught the tail end of what you had to say. You said you want to have an opportunity to catch up with things. Well, you will have an opportunity to do that on Sunday, and the rest of the fans also, because we have season one premiere happening at 2:30. We're going to work our way all the way up to the front to the current episode.
Yeah.
So you are in luck, my friend.
Let me ask you this. As far as the show goes, one, I thought your character would have died already with that arm injury, or at least had his arm taken off.
Yeah, see, I saw that arm injury, too, and that's one of the moments when I saw your arm get sliced open. I kind of, went into the kitchen to get some food.
Right. Probably most people. Well, that says that even in an apocalypse that there is a higher power at work, and that higher power worked for T-Dog.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, as T-Dog, do you at some point just go, all right, enough looking for this little girl? We've spent the whole first half of the season looking for her. I'm over it.
You know what? I think that kind of crosses the minds of every single cast member, or every single character, rather. Because, you know, it's been five days in the apocalyptic world. Seems like an eternity. And
it seems like 5 weeks.
right. You know, in reality, 5 weeks, of course. So it's like, you know, we have to kind of ponder that thought. You know, so are we going to risk the chance of actually getting other people hurt, getting other people possibly, you know, even killed in the process of trying to find one person? So, but she's a little girl. She's so sweet and she's so cute. So, you know, we want to keep on, you know, we want to be hopeful about the situation. But it crosses everybody's mind, though.
I know it crosses my mind as a viewer. Just going, all right, enough.
Yeah.
Move on.
But yeah. I did. Wait, hey, the storyline where you're on the roof and the guy's handcuffed to the you know,
the pipe or whatever.
Yeah, the pipe up on the roof, and you got to leave him there. A smart move, though. Sorry, your buddy's handcuffed, and there's zombies coming. You got to get the hell out of there.
that wasn't T-Dog's intention. T-Dog's intention was to go back and help him. So I don't know if the higher powers were at work then, and karma just kind of kicked in and kind of gave Merle Dixon what a lot of people said he deserved.
Yes,
but
seriously.
If you realize that, I was on my way back to get him, and I just slipped. I couldn't help him. T-Dog could not help himself. And the kid went down the drain pipe. That's so unfortunate for Merle.
Hey, you grew up in Atlanta, right, Irony?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, and I lived and worked in radio in Memphis for a long time, and I'd go to the theaters, and all the brothers and sisters would yell at the screen and stuff.
Yes.
And that's what I find myself doing with The Walking Dead, you know? I'm like, say, T-Dog, get out of there, just leave.
It's that kind of show.
Yeah.
It'll make you yell at your small screen.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah. Hey, how was working with Sandra Bullock?
Oh, it was beautiful. And that's what came to mind when you mentioned Memphis, because you know that The Blind Side was set.
That's right.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right.
She's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
She's such a beautiful human being. Great spirit. And everything that you've heard about, because I know there have been nothing but good things said about her. But everything, that times 10, that magnified.
Yeah.
She's just a wonderful person.
And no truth to the rumors that you're little Louie's daddy.
Who's daddy?
Little Louie.
Little Louie's daddy.
Sandra's adopted little boy.
Oh, Louie's a... What's his whole name?
I don't know, but he's like the cutest little kid ever.
That was supposed to be a secret. How did you guys get that information?
Well, I just put two and two together. See, you worked with her, and then all of a sudden, she's adopting this little boy.
Out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, come on. Tell the truth.
Well, we're actually working on the blind side, too. So, okay.
We're
hoping, yeah, when Louis gets a little older, you know, I'm working with him every day on the football field.
Right.
So, and she already, you know, she's already mommy to him. So we're going to see if we're going to make this another real-life story.
Yeah. Listen, man, it's fun being part of a hit show, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. It's the one of the greatest feelings I think a person could ever have, you know.
Yeah.
And then, for one, being in The Blind Side, which was a hit movie and
sure.
number one movie of 2009, and then within a year, landing something like The Walking Dead. Somebody said to me, said that your chances are better of hitting the lottery than landing on two
yeah.
hit shows / movies or whatnot. And that's what I did, in a sense. Kind of like hit the lottery, in a sense.
Yeah, dude, because I mean, you're going to have to beef up your wiki page.
Yeah.
Now that you're getting all popular, I log on to Irony's wiki. There's like one line. Irony was in The Blind Side and The Walking Dead. I need some more info. I need some more info on Irony. Come on.
Coming soon. Computer near you, sir.
Irony Singleton and The Walking Dead is the big show, and there's a marathon on Sunday. So if you haven't sat down and watched some of the show, Sunday's the day to do it, right?
And the mid-season finale is also Sunday.
Yeah, what's all this mid-season finale business about, Irony?
You know what? I think I don't know what the downtime is about, but I think it probably gives you know, people an opportunity to digest what they've seen. But in particular, Denise mentioned to us, who is a producer on the show, that nobody really wants to focus on zombies during the holidays. So
listen,
I do.
Yeah, I know, and I'm the same way. But I think that was one of their takes on that whole thing. So they want to shut down through December and maybe in January, and just kind of give people an opportunity to enjoy the holidays without throwing zombies their way.
Irony, is this one of those deals where production costs are kind of counterproductive?
Not really. I wouldn't think so, because I think the entire season has been shot.
Right.
So the show, this entire season is in the can.
It's probably just people aren't watching TV in December. Is that it?
No, I don't think he can. Oh, yeah, he can hear you.
People are just not watching TV during the holidays. They're probably shopping more so.
Possibly so, and that's another thing. AMC, the people at AMC are pretty smart. So, you know, they've been here and done this so many times. So I think they know exactly, you know, what to do and, you know, what it's going to take to kind of keep the viewership up.
But it does seem counterintuitive to take the point of view that we want to lay off the zombies on a zombie show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, I've said in interviews past that it's more than just a zombie show. It's like it's about the human relationships and all the drama that exists between these human beings. Also, so at times they want to kind of spend time to focus on those relationships, because people tend to attach themselves more to those characters, and that's what makes the show so special, I think.
And it's gonna create a stronger bond between the viewers and the people in the show themselves, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Jackpot, my friend. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what I'm hoping for you, Irony, in the second part of the season. More lines.
More lines for
Irony.
More
lines for Irony.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's start a More Lines for T-Dog campaign.
Yeah, I'm gonna start an online petition.
But you know what? But guys, check this out, though. See, T-Dog is not even one of the comic book characters.
I know.
So it's going to take a little time for them to work their way to, you know, to T-Dog. I spoke to our showrunner, Glenn Mazzara, and he said that he apologized for that. He said, well, it's going to take a little time. We're trying to get everything worked out with all of the comic book characters also. So I'm just thankful to be a part of a show like this. So even if I get a one-liner every show or something like that, I'm so grateful, so blessed to even be a part of it.
Irony Singleton, check him out as T-Dog in the Walking Dead Marathon on AMC on Sunday. All right, Irony, thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Take it easy. There he is.
Lost would do that. Breaking Bad would do that, where they would run like half the episodes.
Right.
Take a break during the holidays and then come back with it.
Well, there you go. That'll be, I should get some of those episodes on my iPhone. Oh, I do. I have the entire season one on my iPhone. I'm totally spaced.
There you go.
I have to watch the entire first season.
Yeah, because you miss out on so much. Because there's another family that's involved in the first season that I'm hoping comes back sometime in the second.
So I have the entire first season. Do you remember the first episode, Tic Tac?
Yes.
Here's as far as I've gotten. 13 minutes into the first episode.
Has he even been shot yet?
Yeah, he was just shot. Yeah, he was just shot, and that's his partner that's in the hospital there as he's waking up from his I've been shot coma or whatever. So 13 minutes into the first episode. I'll just sit down and watch it on the TV on Sunday. I'm thinking about getting some weed for the weekend. I swear to God.
Just do it at this point. You've been talking about it all morning.
I know. I already told my
wife. Arthur Christmas and Walking Dead weed.
She was like, hey, let's go to see, take the boys to see Arthur Christmas. I'm like, can I get high? So, yeah, maybe I'll score some weed and stay high all weekend. It does sound like fun.
Yeah.
Watch Walking Dead Marathon on Sunday.
Do it.
It's been so long.
You'd be so scared.
Well, I know. I was just getting ready to say it's been so long since I've smoked weed. I wonder if I really get all paranoid or whatever.
Especially watching The Walking Dead.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, no. How am I going to react? Am I gonna get scared? Or am I going to get nervous? Or am I going to get paranoid? Gonna lock all the doors?
Or all of everything?
Or all the above?
And then you laugh at the fact that you're so scared because you realize there's nothing to be scared about finally?
Yeah. And then I go, I know what's going to make me not scared. Popcorn.
Exactly. And then you'll fall asleep.
And then I'm passed out. And then I'll wake up. Huh? And I go, is there any more weed left? So I can start this all over again? 7:03, we'll break and do Dumbass of the Day. Coming up in Dumbass, a teen blames a car crash on Edward Cullen.